Welcome to the daily VFN radio highlights at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
One thing I want to talk about, another prophetic happening, and I'm going to move quickly into the wisdom moment, is the Secret Service, the situation that happened down in Colombia some time back. Listen, the Secret Service has been one of the most honored branches or honored offices for ever since they've been put into place, and they've always been respected. Nobody's perfect, but we never dishonor the ones that are supposed to protect us. And for some reason, and mistakes have been made in the past, but you haven't heard about the mistakes.
Right.
Because it's sort of like they're supposed to be there, but not there. But they're there when they're needed. And in the context of that, then we don't, you don't sit here and take your jacket, for example, and poke holes in your jacket when it rains because you get wet. Mm-hmm. I wore a bulletproof vest when I was in the sheriff's department, and I didn't poke holes in my bulletproof vest because I wanted it to protect me.
Right.
And you don't poke holes in the Secret Service and shame them and do these things because that is the office that has done so well over all these years of keeping the office of presidency, keeping it protected from the enemies. I mean, it's amazing what they do. I got a chance when President George Bush, you know, came. I got a chance, his not George W., but his father.
Mm-hmm.
George Herbert Bush was president, and I was an officer at that time, so I got a chance to be a part of his procession and protecting him and all that. And the limousine, I don't know, it's about like 4 inches. The door window is like 4 inches thick, 5 inches thick. I mean, you don't just slam this door. He calls it. I can imagine getting your finger. You don't have a foot anymore. And it was interesting too that if you open up the hood of the or the trunk lid of the trunk of the vehicle, that it has all these patches from all these different police departments around the world and sheriff's departments that they put, because it's all officers that are protecting. Because when the Secret Service comes into a community, they work with the local law enforcement, with them leading it, to make sure the president's safe. And I have the highest respect for these guys, these men and women, and they just do so well because they're protecting an idea. They're protecting our Constitution, because, you know, men come and go.
Right.
But the goal of it is that they can, while they're there, that they stay safe, stay well, stay protected, and are able to leave there safe, well, and protected, and the next person comes in. And then we'll even protect, the Secret Service will protect our presidents once they're out of office up until the time that they're no longer, unless they don't want it. And so for what happened down in Colombia, I mean, you could be set up. Listen, this the church, we have to wake up. You know, everything that you hear, even though it may be accurate in what happened, how it came about, don't be so naive, in fact, that don't think you could be set up.
Right.
And if and they set Jesus up. They set John the Baptist up. You know, they set David up. You know, they set, it's always, God's people's always been set. Good people can be set up to look bad. So don't automatically buy the press when you see something that's happening. Oh, I can't believe it's like, that's what they want you to do. When somebody's setting somebody up, you know, and I don't know this from some news report. I'm just saying what God's revealed to me personally, and I'm just talking about what I personally feel in my spirit. And there's no evidence outside of that, so I'm not talking from some source or something. But when somebody's setting them up, they're setting up to make it look like they did something, and this was their intention, but it wasn't. And these are some smart people. From the Secret Service, they're not only smart, they have to be thinking for everybody.
Right.
And that was so silly what they accused them of. But hey, listen, this has got, we got Big Bird in the political advertising right now. We got somebody blaming something on a Hollywood, not even a Hollywood movie, just some little YouTube video. And people are buying it. But what I feel happened in my spirit, this is what I feel happened in my spirit, what God revealed to me during that time. Because somebody's been working hard to shame our Secret Service, to make them look less than they really are. And they are, they're quality men and women. I mean, they've done it. They've proven it.
Right.
But when you have a couple walking through the gates of the White House to go to some presidential ball, and they said that they passed the Secret Service, I mean, they were trying to make the, I don't know what this couple's name was, but they were trying to make the Secret Service look bad. Mm-hmm. We were trying to shame the Secret Service. How could this couple who wasn't on the list come to this dinner at the White House?
Mm-hmm.
Because you have to go through Secret Service checks and all.
Right.
I mean, those things, it doesn't happen like that. I mean, you sneeze the wrong way when Secret Service is in town. Even though you're innocent, they will detain you.
Oh, yeah.
Until the president's out of town.
Well, it's interesting how I forget the lady's name, but she was actually over the event, and the mix-up occurred, or so-called mix-up, was with her. But it was interesting how the Secret Service was, like you just said, was getting the blame for it. It had nothing even to do with them, from what I understand in the reports they've been saying.
Well, you know, and of course we're talking allegedly about that aspect of it, but it doesn't just happen like that.
Mm-mm.
It doesn't happen like that.
Right.
You know, these are, I mean, there's some, you just don't mess with the Secret Service.
Right.
I just admire them for their willingness to stand with and protect the idea of America. And that they're willing to lay down their life for the idea of America, which happens to be, you know, a man standing in that place for 4 to 8 years. That's it.
Right.
And they protect their families, but they tried to bring shame on them. They tried to make them look bad. This thing happened in Colombia, and immediately our president's just like talking about it. He's like talking about his bulletproof vest. Unless you have a strategy, something's going on here.
All right.
You don't tell everybody and poke holes in your bulletproof vest. You don't make the people that protect you, you don't hurt them. You don't, you know what I'm saying? There's something going on. And this is what I believe that happened to us. And I don't know this from news. I just want to share this with you and get it on record so that when you see these things unfold, like the things that God's been showing me unfold, you'll say, well, Lord, let us know what happened.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
That at that moment, they wanted to create doubt over the men and women in the Secret Service to where they could begin to shift people. It gave them reason to say, hey, remove this one, remove that one, and hey, put this one right here in. This is the one we want. He can replace God. And it's like, in the natural sense, you think, well, that's good. Just switch them in, switch them out.
Mm-hmm.
But the question is why are they being switched? Why did you make them look bad? And why did you talk about your bulletproof vest like that? And do you think they're really going to protect you? All this dude, like, it's something you don't talk about.
Right.
And who did you replace them with? You shamed them.
Mm-hmm.
Who did you replace them with? And why did you want them in there? And why do you want them that close to our president? And why do you want them close to our idea, the idea our founding fathers had? Why do you want them that close?
Mm-hmm.
And we need to pray for protection for this idea. We need to pray for the idea of the founding fathers called the Constitution and these constitutional offices. We need to pray protection over our president. We need to pray protection over the Secret Service that they're not being infiltrated by somebody because they're being forced by somebody else to be able to bring somebody in because they wouldn't have said, hey, let's fire us. You know?
Yeah, right.
Right.
And so something strange is going on. And these are quality men and women. They're quality men and women. They're just special people. I mean, they're human beings.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not saying that they walk on water or nothing, but they've kept our presidents alive.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we've only had two assassinations in office, and these are the ones that keep them alive.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, they show up ahead of time. That's what they were doing in Colombia and getting things ready for the president to be able to show up. But it's like, and this is what I feel in my spirit, and I can't prove it. I'm not saying, and I hope I'm wrong. But they're being set up. Our Secret Service has been a progressive setup. And that somebody shouldn't be there. I'm not about everybody, but somebody shouldn't be there.
Right.
And if America does what it can do constitutionally, if we all take a vote and we all decide we want this guy over that guy, but if for some reason this particular president that we have now, President Barack Obama, who they protect, doesn't look like he's going to win, I don't think what God has laid on my heart and laid on John's heart and laid on several of our hearts, that it's not good for the people who have an agenda. Because if this other guy comes in, which is some strict conservative and constitutionalist, a loyalist to Israel, the opposite. I mean, bipolar opposites.
Totally opposite.
And strength and power and, you know, that they're going to lose whoever this is doing all this.
That's right.
They're going to lose everything that they've set up.
Mm-hmm.
Which they can. God will defeat the enemy if God's people will listen to him and humble ourselves and turn from wicked ways, and things will just mess up. The enemy's plans will mess up. Mm-hmm. And that's my desire. But we're real close. We're like days away from America making a decision.
Mm-hmm.
And as soon as I saw poll numbers dropping dramatically, as soon as I saw the debates take place, the presidential debates take place, I just as, you know, not like terrified fear, but just this reality is like, it's not what you think it's going to be.
Yeah.
Everybody, you know, prideful men think they have it all figured out and like God's not anywhere to be found in this, and that God's this third person that's just kind of watching, not getting involved in the affairs of man. But listen, George Washington said, I believe that God is involved in the daily affairs of men.
Mm-hmm.
And he is, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
And so if America thinks, oh, we're gonna change this country because of how we're going to vote without repenting, church, you think you're going to do this without repenting? You think we're going to save this nation without repenting? You think we're going to save the coffers of our nation while we're robbing the coffers of God?
Mm.
Do you think that Gog and Magog and China, and they own us, a big part of us. And if anything we need to be right now is humble.
Right.
And this is the way we win, and I'm obviously not going to get to the wisdom moment, but understand this, that first we have to humble ourselves. We got to begin to abide with God. You alone by yourself. Listen, you're going to answer by yourself before God. So it doesn't matter how things go. If you don't get right, it's not going to be right, and you're going to bust hell wide open, period. Boom. Bah. Moving on. But if you decide to repent and you make your life right with God, just like everybody else that does that, there's mercy, there's grace, and there's love, and there's forgiveness. And then you begin to abide with God. You abide with God, and which means go to iabide.org, and you can understand more about that. And it's got a plan for you there. But then understand every faction that can be stirred up has been stirred up by Satan right now. If there's anything that could be against anything, it has used our present leadership to stir it up.
Mm-hmm.
And this is what they're wanting. This is what Satan always wants. He wants to bring you into a fight.
Right.
He wants you to run in the streets and act like a fool.
Mm.
He wants you to get so frustrated that you physically try to take it out on somebody else. But let me tell you something. If you're not walking with God, you're going to think physical energy and efforts and force is the way to do it. That ain't the way to do it. It's not going to work. The enemy wins if you stop loving, if you stop trusting God, and if you try to take matters into your own hands. If you run to the streets, if you panic, if you didn't listen to prudent preparation on VFN TV or others like we're going to talk about tomorrow, John Paul Jackson giving an update on the perfect storm, you got to hear it. You got to be prepared. And you go to the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com and look at the top of the menu. It says preparing for the perfect storm. It's available. It could link right there to it. But it's about to hit. It's about to hit. I don't. That's all I know. I hope it's not true. But, I mean, you know how God begins to deal with my spirit. And like, I'm stirred.
Right.
And you go through all these emotions. And it's like, when everybody else is going to be miserable, I'll probably be peaceful. It's like, oh, okay.
Finally.
It's happened. Mm-hmm. And I'm not wanting it to happen, but I feel like it's any moment now. And there's this whole strategy has been set up. And it's being uncovered right now. The situation with the Secretary of State, Hillary Clinton, she's being uncovered. He's blaming it on her, and she's blaming it on him. But let me tell you something. That's the President and Secretary of State. The reality is they both were used by second heaven. They both were used by this strategy of the adversary to bring division and discord in our nation and in the world. They both were.
Mm-hmm.
And now they're divided against themselves. You can always rest assured if you hold on, Satan will eventually be divided against Satan. You may have a lot of young people that are getting all rowdy, but hold on, they'll fight each other soon. They can't stay, you know, it's all divisive. They'll divide. And don't, the way to win is to obey God. Hear and obey, which is abiding. Get rightly related to a group of people who are doing the same thing, the church. Just dump the old tradition. People are going to run. They're going to run out of tradition. They're going to run out of something that's not actually teaching them the voice of God. They're going to run from away from looking pretty, and they're not going to understand $7,500 for a flower pot when, you know, for a bouquet of flowers when people are dying. They're not going to understand all that.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And get this now before all this happens, because when this thing hits, you're going to need to hold on. You need to hunker down, love each other, love your neighbors, you know, do what we should do anyway, is be there for each other.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Realize that the law enforcement are not going to be able to get to every place.
Right.
There's a limited, the whole concept of law enforcement is that you need a few officers in your county or city that kind of roam around and kind of give the appearance of law and protection. And then something happens and they go to the problem. Well, if you have two problems, then you have to have two officers or four officers for each of those problems. If you have eight mm-hmm. problems, but if all of a sudden, if your officers have problems too, and their families are under a time of pressure like Katrina and all that, mm-hmm. that you have to understand, it's going to be, you have to hold on. Just hold on and realize that God has prepared us for this moment. Listen, it's like I said in the first hour, that if we're going to have a harvest, the soil has to be broken up first. If you got to listen to the first hour for this to make sense, but God has been telling us, he says, I will not do nothing unless I tell it to my prophets first to be able to prepare us.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio program. Don't forget to share them with your friends. Find more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with the mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.